The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
What an interesting and exciting podcast we have today. First off, celebrity reporter Perez Hilton will be joining us, talk a little bit about his travels, and excited to do that. We have him for a few moments also. And then also on the podcast, we have AJ Wolf. She has a blog called the Disney Food Blog, and it actually has a YouTube channel too. It does a lot more than just talk about food at Disney, though she is the expert when it comes to where to dine in Disney World and Disneyland. But there's also on her YouTube channel some really interesting stuff. Like, for instance, did you know that you could scuba dive at Disney World? And I'm not talking about in the lakes. I'm talking at one of the attractions. It's one of the most unusual things that I've ever found out about Disney World. And there's a whole bunch of things like that. And AJ is going to join us shortly. So we've got all that today on the Travel with Hawkeye podcast. We're going to start with Perez Hilton. And Perez, your fans want to know, do you like to travel?
I love travel. And I've been lucky to be able to travel with my kids a lot of cool places. Like last year, I took my children to Israel,
really,
which was so special. I mean, to be in Jerusalem, like the power of that city, the energy is palpable. I would love to do more international travel with them. Internationally, I've only been with them to Israel, Canada, and Mexico. But now I would love to go more. And, you know, we've been, you know, to other places in the U.S. Like, we've been to Miami. We've been to Vegas. We've been to New York. But on my own, I've been everywhere. I've been all over Europe. I've been to Australia, Japan, China, India. You know, I work so hard, but I feel blessed that work and life has been able to take me all over the world.
Well, let me ask you this. If there's one place that you'd like to visit again, either by yourself, you know, by yourself or with your partner or with your kids and the whole family, where would you like to go?
I would love to go someplace new. I mean, but if it was one place that I've been to already, I would say it's got to be a tie between India and Japan for different reasons. Because India is like a time warp, a time machine to the past. Like, it feels like you're in 1940s colonial India. And Japan, on the flip side, it's like you're going into the future, and it's like unlike any other place. So both of those are very special, and but maybe India. Like, I've been, you know, it's sad, and it's, you know, a lot of poverty there, but it's a peaceful country. Like, I love visiting places where the history is still preserved. Like, Israel is such a war-torn country, and it has been for centuries upon centuries. Like, so much of history of Israel is buried underneath the ground, but in India it's still there, and you get to see it and learn about it, and it's such a massive country. Like, I still feel like, even though I was there for 2 weeks, I could still see so much more.
You know, I recently got to talk to Jennifer Beals. There's a little name dropping there, by the way. But she said almost the same thing you said about India, and how much there was left to see and how much she loved that country.
Yeah, no, it's all, I highly recommend everybody go visit it.
Now, let me ask you this. You said you if you had to choose a place that you've already been to, but it seemed like there's places that are on your bucket list that you really would like to go.
Oh, tons. Like, it's almost tied. I have two places that I've not been to yet that I would love to go to. One is Cambodia, and the other one is Bhutan. And both for similar reasons, which is that neither of those countries yet are very exploited by tourism. I mean, there are tourists that go to those countries, but it's not like Thailand, where it's like just like tourist. You know, it's like Thailand is almost like Cancun, you know?
I've heard that, yes. That's hilarious. Well, have you been to Vietnam?
No, I would love to go there. I would love to travel a ton more. You know, it's just hard now with kids, especially because I've become the cheapest person. Like, you know, now that I have three children, it's like, how can I make more and spend less? Make more and spend less. Make more and spend less. So, you know, the trip to Israel last year, I feel so blessed. I was able to get that for free. Thank you, Israel. So hopefully I'll get more opportunities like that. You know, in December this year, I think I'm doing something also where a really cool opportunity. We're getting to go somewhere for free in exchange for promotion. And
hey, that's fine.
Being there. So hopefully I get to do that internationally going forward. That'd be great. I could be a family. I am. I'm a family travel vlogger now, so I would love to do more of that.
Well, Perez, I know our time is short, and I really appreciate you the few moments you had to kind of talk a little bit about travel. And I hope you get a chance to finally knock a few places off your bucket list in the very near future. Thank you so much for being part of the Travel with Hawkeye podcast.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Of course, you can check out Perez's fine work at PerezHilton.com. All right, I ran into this blog not too long ago and was blown away by it, not just because it covers food at Disney World unlike nobody else does, but it also covers so many other things at Disney World, too, especially on their YouTube channel. In fact, if you go to our blog, we're going to post some of the videos that AJ works on. We have AJ Wolf from the Disney Food Blog with us. And the first question I have to ask is, you don't work for Disney, do you?
Yeah, I do not work for Disney at all. This is an independent website. Our job is to review Disney food and attractions and cruise ships and things like that and let our readers and viewers and listeners know kind of an unbiased viewpoint from one of their own. I mean, I've been a Disney fan for 30 years.
Well, the only reason I ask is because it's so professionally done. It looks so fantastic, your site and your YouTube channel. And also, it's so much information that I didn't even know about Disney. And I'm a Disney fan and always love to have Disney stuff on the show. And there was things in your blog and in your YouTube channel like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I am a perfectionist, Hawkeye. I like to do everything to a very high standard and very high quality. And that's always been our kind of MO is, create extremely high quality content and people will be happy and we'll keep coming back for more information.
Now, you said you started this 10 years ago?
Yep, started this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really, really neat. Okay, so obviously Disney Food Blog, you talk about food, but I want to talk about some of the stuff that I saw on your YouTube channel first, the things that you could do in Disney World that you didn't know you could do. And I was like blown away by some things that were on your list. I thought, what? You could do that? You could scuba dive? And tell everybody where you scuba dive, because this is the best part of all.
Right, because Orlando is really nowhere near an ocean necessarily. It's right in the middle of Florida. But there is a giant aquarium. It's called the Seas with Nemo and Friends. It used to be called the Living Seas in Epcot, which is a particular theme park in Disney World. And there's a giant aquarium there, and you can actually scuba dive. You have to be scuba certified, but it's kind of a backstage tour where you can go and scuba dive there in their giant aquarium.
Okay, I love going to aquariums. I've even been to this attraction at Epcot. Who knew that you could? I mean, that's amazing. I've never heard of an aquarium of like that offers scuba diving. That's incredible.
Yeah, and it's that big that you can. I mean, it's not like you're just jumping in a little fish tank or anything.
No,
I mean, it's huge.
and so, is this after hours or during hours, or how does that work? And how do you get to do that?
That's a good question. I don't think it's after hours. I think it is during hours, and you can just go on the DisneyWorld.com website and look at special tours. And it'll have the information there for you. You can book it in advance.
Is there any other special tours that you were like blown away? Like, wow, that's pretty amazing that they offer that.
They have lots of cool tours. They have a lot of things over at the Animal Kingdom theme park, which is, they like to say it is not a zoo, but they do have plenty of animals there. And so they have some fun backstage tours there where you get to see sort of how they take care of the animals. So if you or your kids are interested in maybe veterinary work or just seeing how they do that in a theme park of that size, that's kind of fun. They have a backstage magic tour, which is, I think, like 6 hours long, and they take you behind the scenes at a lot of the Disney parks and take you to the costuming area where they clean and, produce the costumes for everybody and where they sew them and create them. It's really, really cool.
So for most people, they probably wouldn't be interested in a 6-hour backstage tour. But if you are a diehard Disney fan and you've been to the theme park, multiple times, you have a season pass or you go every year or something, man, that would be incredible.
And I would say it's interesting enough that because they don't really focus on the Disney part of it. They focus on what they call Imagineering. So the engineering part of it and, you know, the basically just behind the scenes how they do this stuff. So even if you're just interested in how businesses work or how you produce something on such a massive scale, you don't even really need to be a Disney fan. I think it's pretty interesting all on its own.
Or you could work across town at Universal Studios. You could do that too and get some secrets. Okay, here's some other things that I saw on your YouTube channel on things that that I didn't know you could do at Disney World. But there are free nightly movies, and obviously they're showing Disney movies. And where do they show those?
A lot of the resorts, so a lot of the resort hotels. Disney World has over 20 resort hotels around their property. People don't realize that Disney World is as big as two Manhattan Islands. It's giant. And so there's a lot of resort hotels that Disney owns, and they bring out those big kind of blow up screens, you know, those
yes.
giant screens that they put, you know, they have them at pools or something. And they will show Disney movies every night, and these are completely free. You can come out and watch them. And the one I think I mentioned there specifically, they have a great little outdoor theater almost at Fort Wilderness, which is the campsite in Disney World. And you can head over there and watch those movies, and then Chip and Dale come out and play with the kids, which is really, really fun. That's probably one of the only places that you can be guaranteed to see a Disney character without having to pay a cent.
Very good. You know what my favorite thing to do at Fort Wilderness is, and I've done this, is if you look very closely, you can find it parts of an abandoned water park out there.
You sure can. River Country, yeah.
Yes.
You sure can.
Yes.
And you can rent a boat and kind of ride out over there and see all that's left of it. It's really kind of creepy.
Yes, it kind of is. It's kind of the ghost town of an old water park they used to have years and years ago. It was, and it may have been really kind of the first water park of its type, because it was built like in the 70s, and then they've actually built new water parks, and that one they just kind of it's hard to find, but it's out there definitely. All right, here's something else that's interesting that I learned from you, AJ. Something you could do at Disney World. You can get a haircut at Disney World, which may sound weird, but if you have a child who has never had a haircut before and you want to memorialize that very first one, you can get a haircut at Disney World, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. How magical can that be, your first haircut at Disney World? Yeah, there's a little barbershop when you first walk into Magic Kingdom. There's a little barbershop over to your left past the town hall, and opens up in the morning, and there's certified, licensed hair cutter folks there, and they will cut your child's hair, and they'll cut your hair too. And it's fun because if your little kid wants it, they'll put some colored sparkly gel and maybe some glitter, Mickey glitter in their hair, and it's really fun, super cute.
I bet most people who walk by that on a daily basis, and millions walk by it, throughout the years, probably think that's just a prop, door that says barbershop, not really realizing it's an actual working barbershop at Disney World.
Disney is fascinating. There are so many hidden secrets, things that you, even if you've been there every year for dozens of years, things will pop up that you never knew.
Is there one that's your favorite that you like to tell people about?
Because I'm a food, I'm a huge Disney food fan. I always like to tell them about any sort of like hidden or secret food items, things that maybe you can't get on the menus that you have to ask for specifically. They're doing some fun secret menus over in the resorts right now, like an All-Star Music Resort. All-Star Movies Resort. They have a fun secret menu that if you order it, the manager comes out and he has a briefcase with viewfinders inside, and you look at the viewfinders and that's where the menu is. It's really fun.
Really? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, let's kind of shift over a little bit about the food things, because that's how your blog started, as a food blog for Disney. And one of the more popular things they have there are character breakfast. And you talk about some are better than others.
Yeah, they've got a lot of character meals, which sounds funny. You're not actually eating characters. you are dining with the characters. but it sounds funny because they do call them character meals. So there are lots of places where you can go and actually dine with characters. There are some meals that are specifically princesses, so you're going to have all princesses at that meal. And there are some that have what they call the Fab Five, which are the five Disney characters most people know. So that's Minnie, Mickey, Goofy, Donald, Minnie, or Dave. Daisy. And so one of my, a couple of my favorites, my very favorite one is in Ohana, which is in the Polynesian Village Resort right near Magic Kingdom. That one in the morning, it's just a character meal at breakfast time, but you get to see Mickey and Lilo and Stitch and Pluto. They have great food. They have fun little waffles that have Stitch on them if your kid is a Stitch fan. But what I really like about that particular meal is that they bring your food to you, so you don't have to get up and go to a buffet. Most parents are there with their children, and so it's really hard to kind of wrangle your kid while you're going up and getting food. So that's one of my big tips, is if you have little kids, go to some of these character meals where they bring the food to you and it's family style, so you don't have to leave the table. And if you leave the table, you might miss a character too, because the characters come around to the table.
Yeah. Now, what, is there a one character breakfast you like, you might say, because you said you're pretty honest with your readers, man, this probably is one you want to miss.
I haven't ever been a huge fan of the character breakfast in the Grand Floridian. That is called, the restaurant is 1900 Park Fair. And I get a lot of pushback from my readers and my viewers on this. A lot of them really, really like it. But I've been multiple times. I've never had a great experience there. So that's one that I don't tend to like to go to. But they do have some interesting characters there. That's the only place you're going to see Alice in Wonderland. Or there's a couple of others that you're really not going to see anyplace else. So if you just want to get particular characters' autographs, that's a good one to go to.
All right. Now, there are so many restaurants at Disney World. And it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe I am, but that you've been to Disney World and have never ridden, you've been on a trip there and never ridden a ride. You just ate yourself around the world.
Multiple times, yes. Well, because I do live here in Dallas, I don't live in Disney World. I don't live in Disney World. I don't live in Orlando. When I'm there, I'm only there for a few days at a time. So there's so much food I have to eat and catch up on that sometimes I don't get on any of the rides at all. And it's sad, but I always try. I always try to at least ride, Spaceship Earth. But I don't always get on a ride.
What are some dining? Because I never, I've never really thought. We've been to Disney World as a family a couple different times, and I've never really thought, we just kind of eat whatever is convenient to us and don't really put too much thought into it. And reading your blog, I feel like I've really missed out on a lot.
See, this is why I do what I do, Hawkeye, because you need to get value for your money when it comes to the food in Disney World, because there's some food that's no good you don't want to eat there, and there's some that's so good and it's the same price. So why not get the best value for your dollar when you're eating in Disney World?
All right. So tell us like a couple that you need to go to, especially for value or for quality or experience, that you would put on the top of your list.
Well, right now, on the top of my list, I don't know if you ever went to Downtown Disney or what is now Disney Springs, which is actually not even a theme park. It is a giant shopping and dining district that they've really infused with a lot of new great restaurants. So if you haven't been to Disney World for a while, definitely get Disney Springs on your list. You don't even have to have a ticket to get in there, because I think they assume you're going to pay enough by shopping and dining there. But there's a couple of great new restaurants there. One I really love right now is called Morimoto Asia, and that is Chef Morimoto, who is an Iron Chef, if people watch
yes.
the Food Network way back when. So he's created a Pan-Asian restaurant there, and they have phenomenal food. I really, really enjoy that one. There's a really fun restaurant over there called Raglan Road, which is an Irish restaurant owned by a few Irish guys, not even owned by Disney, owned by a few Irish guys, but they do a great job. Every time I go to that restaurant, it gets better. And then, of course, in the parks, I'm always going to hit up one of my favorites is Liberty Tree Tavern, which is over in Magic Kingdom. That's a comfort food restaurant, but for dinner, they serve a family-style Thanksgiving meal every night. So if you love
wow.
Thanksgiving dinner, you can go to Liberty Tree Tavern and share Thanksgiving meal with your family. And here's a little tip. If you go to Liberty Tree Tavern, they're not going to bring out the cranberry sauce, because a lot of people don't eat it and don't want it. But you can ask for it. They have it in the kitchen, so just ask for it and they'll bring it out.
Oh, very nice. Okay, now what is overrated at Disney World dining-wise?
Oh, goodness. There's not a lot that's overrated, because Disney restaurants change so often. They change out the chefs, they change out the menus so regularly that a restaurant that I don't like this year will be my favorite restaurant next year. And that literally happened last year. Yeah, a chef changed. It had been my favorite restaurant for years, and now I don't even go there anymore. So I would say look at prices, especially for character meals. Make sure that you're not necessarily going to the most popular character meals, because those are going to have inflated prices. And there's lots of great alternatives where you're going to see the same characters and get even better food. So just keep an eye on the price. Look for character meals that might be a little bit less expensive, because you might actually get better food and a better experience. Also, and I'm going to bring up Be Our Guest restaurant, which is probably the most popular restaurant
yes.
in Disney World at the moment.
Yes.
This is in Magic Kingdom. Yeah, this is the Beast's Castle. And
from Beauty and the Beast.
From Beauty and the Beast, right. And so this one's a very popular restaurant. You can't get in there without a reservation. It's very hard to get a walk-up reservation to Be Our Guest. By the way, you need to book your reservations 180 days in advance.
Oh, my gosh.
Disney World restaurants.
6 months. Wow.
6 months in advance. But the breakfast at Be Our Guest right now it's a counter service breakfast, which means it's a kind of a fast casual. So you do go in and you sit down, but it's going to be faster food. Right now it's $25 per person, which is really, really high prices for something that's not that great. So I would say if you're going to do Be Our Guest, try to get dinner there. Dinner is going to be your best bet in terms of experience, because you get to meet the Beast. Or you can do lunch there, which is also a counter service, technically. So it's going to be less expensive, but I think the food is really good. So if you're going to Be Our Guest, skip the breakfast, choose lunch or dinner instead.
And the theming in this restaurant is pretty incredible, is it not?
It's pretty phenomenal, yeah, because they've actually they've recreated the movie inside the Beast's castle. So you have the West Wing, which is, of course, where the Beast has his quarters. Where the Enchanted Rose is there, and it's actually dropping its petals. And over in the ballroom, that gorgeous ballroom from the ballroom scene, in the back of that particular dining room, they have the snow falling outside, and that's actually animation cells from the movie. So it's the exact thing you would see
wow.
in the movie happening outside. So the theming is amazing in here. Definitely worth going, even just to see that. But go for lunch. Don't go for breakfast or dinner if you really want to maximize your dollar.
Speaking of that, what are some other ways to save money dining at Disney World?
First of all, you really want to look at the prices. All the menus are posted online. Check out the prices. Do your research. Make sure you're not just going wherever is convenient. Find the places you want to go and spend your dollars on food your family is going to enjoy. And that's an important thing, too, is, you know, a lot of people have picky eaters, or some people want spicier stuff, or some people want ethnic food options. So definitely go check out the menus, and you'll be able to see those prices and save some dollars. Other ways are, one of my favorite tips is, if you are eating at a counter service restaurant, which is what, like I said, Disney calls its fast food restaurants, they're going to sell you a meal. So it's going to be a burger and fries, or it's going to be, you know, a flatbread and apples or something like that. And if you don't want the French fries, you can get it without the French fries, and actually they'll take the money off. But they don't publicize that. They don't let you know that that will
uh-huh.
happen. So if you don't want the French fries, say no French fries, please, and you will actually take money off of your price that way.
Oh, okay. And finally, I saw this. I think it was in your YouTube page. Best Disney attractions with the short lines. Ones that you don't have to wait a long time, and it's an incredible experience.
Of course, you've got your famous rides, the rides you have to ride, which you definitely want to get a fast pass for, which will cut your wait time. But there are a few great rides that aren't actually going to have too long a line at all of the parks. In Epcot, for instance, we love Spaceship Earth. Like I mentioned it before here. One of my favorites, it's a long time ride, been there forever. And it's actually the ride that's inside that giant geodesic
yes.
sphere, the Epcot icon. That ride will sometimes have a longish line. It does have Fast Pass available, but you can usually get on it with less than a 20-minute wait. So definitely check out that YouTube video. See other things that we recommend. There's lots of options for rides that, you know, you don't have to kill yourself waiting in long lines.
I'm going to embed that video on our blog, too, so people can find that
Great.
Video, too. Some of my favorite videos, if that's okay. I'll put it on my travel
yeah.
blog. And, you know, here's a tip. I don't know if this still holds true, because now they have a back entrance to Epcot. But I was told mm-hmm. that if you go to Epcot early in the day, go to the World Showcase first, and then work your way to the front of the park, and you'll avoid most of the lines. Does that still hold true?
Here's my concern with that advice, is that World Showcase doesn't open until 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're getting there early, you want to hit Future World, which is the other the other side of Epcot. You want to hit that first because that's where most of the thrill rides are, things like Soarin and Mission Space and Test Track are the three big thrill rides. And so the lines are going to be the shortest in the morning. So I would actually hit Future World first and then get back over to World Showcase right at 11 a.m. when it first opens. And it'll be empty because everybody else will just be arriving at the park and they're going to start in Future World.
Okay.
I think that's the advice I would give. Now, there is the Frozen ride after the Frozen movie that's the most popular ride in Epcot right now. That one is in World Showcase, but it does open when the park opens, or it opens at least at 9 a.m., so you should be able to ride that one before the rest of World Showcase opens.
All right. Some great tips.
It's all nuanced, Takai. It's all nuanced.
Yes, yes. And if you're a fan of Disney, you got to check out the Disney Food Blog, not only for the food, but also the YouTube channel for all the great videos. And AJ, I thoroughly enjoyed visiting with you this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to your fans.
Once again, let me give a plug for our Travel with Hawkeye blog. Go to travelwithhawkeye.net. You click on blog, and I'm going to post some of the videos that I enjoyed from AJ's YouTube channel. And, of course, there is the Disney Food Blog also. And special thanks also not only to AJ but to Perez Hilton for being part of our podcast today. You've been listening to the Travel with Hawkeye podcast. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits. We'll see you next week.